online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Lucy Hickmott.
Environmental campaigners have told KM FM it's appalling. Kent County Council is investing more than £160 million of its pension fund into companies associated with fracking. The process involves drilling into underground rocks and using water to extract oil or gas, which some claim can cause pollution and even earthquakes. Stuart Jeffrey is co-chair of the Green Party in Kent.
We've been campaigning for many, many years for those type of investments to be invested in more ethical and more worthy, frankly, schemes such as renewable energy in this case.
KCC say the fund isn't managed by the council itself.
KM FM News.
Detectives are trying to find out how a woman who was found unconscious in a street near Margate came to be injured. She was discovered on Northdown Road in Cliftonville at about 8 last night and is said to be in a serious condition in hospital. The road was sealed off for 12 hours for investigation work. A man charged with murdering his ex-partner and her mother in the West Midlands is expected to go on trial in March. Janbaz Tarin has appeared at Birmingham Crown Court after they were stabbed in Solihull last week. The 21-year-old from the Sparkhill area has been remanded in custody and is due to enter a plea in October. A Gravesend man has been jailed for his role in a massive drugs gang in part of London. More than 300 police officers have been involved in raids in the Tower Hamlets part of the capital following a four-month surveillance operation. The 22-year-old's been locked up for 2 years and 4 months after admitting supplying heroin and crack cocaine. A mother's calling on Facebook to hand over the password of the man suspected of murdering her daughter. Lucy McHugh's mum thinks it would help police. Matt's got more for KMFM.
Stacey White's vowed not to rest until she has justice for 13-year-old Lucy, who was found stabbed to death in Woodland in Southampton in July. She's told the Daily Mail it would be easy for Facebook to let police see messages between her and Stephen Nicholson. The 24-year-old suspect was jailed last week for refusing to reveal his password. Facebook insists it is cooperating.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho's reached a deal with Spanish tax authorities in which he's agreed to a prison sentence of a year. But it's unlikely he'll spend time behind bars because people who get under 2 years for a first offence usually serve it on probation. An Ashford mum is calling for more security at a local park after a stranger tried to pull her four-year-old son away from her. Vicky King's little boy was approached by a man thought to be in his 40s at Victoria Park. The suspect eventually let go and walked off. Police say they're looking into what happened. As teenagers head back to school across Kent this week, red boxes filled with sanitary products are being delivered to help those who might be struggling from period poverty. The project, which is run by volunteers, has been set up as stats show around 1 in 10 young women haven't been able to afford pads or tampons. Kelly Grian helps to run the scheme in Dartford.
22% of all girls say they've overused a sanitary towel, which obviously isn't hygienic. And then we feel that that really leads into a girl's self-esteem. So thinking that you're grubby, dirty, not good enough. And we know how stressful school is now anyway.
And the boss of TSB is stepping down with a 7-figure payout. Paul Pester oversaw a botched IT upgrade that locked customers out of their online accounts.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tennis and Roger Federer suffered a shock exit at the US Open as he struggled with the heat. Amante has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, Australian John Millman knocked him out in the last 16, becoming the first person seeded outside the top 50 to beat the five-time champion at Flushing Meadows. Millman will play Novak Djokovic next. On to football, and the Gillingham boss says confidence among the team is still high despite losing 2-1 to Barnsley on Saturday. They're taking a break from the league and travelling to play Portsmouth in the Checkatrade Trophy. Steve Lovell says they'll be looking to end a run of 5 games without a win in all competitions.
I want to put out the strongest side we can, and that's what we'll do. We want to put a team out there that's going to perform, and put in a good performance that is going to build for the rest of the season and respect the competition as we all do.
And staying with football, Sol Campbell is being linked with the vacant manager's position at Maidstone United. The former England, Tottenham and Arsenal defender is 12-1 with the bookies to take over at the Gallagher Stadium after Jay Saunders left last week.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.